So we continue further in the Sefer, making it work. And the next chapter is, will they really care? So this is all about honesty in interviewing and also cheating in exams, some very interesting areas. So the big question is how far do we need to go in order to give the truthful impression during an interview? So we touched on this at the end of the last chapter regarding, is it okay for a person to take off his kapel for the interview, even though he knows full well that if he gets the job, he's always going to wear a kapel. And we said that Reb Moshe said in a situation where he won't be able to get a job afterwards, then Reb Moshe didn't seem to be too bothered about the issue of Gneivas Das. But let's go through the issue of Gneivas Das, and then we'll go to a teshuva of Reb Moshe regarding basically cheating in exams to see if there's any reason to allow it. So Chazal say in Chulin Daf Tzadi Dalet and Daf Gneivas Das is forbidden. It's forbidden to deceive others, and that applies even to non-Jew. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira Pirik Yud Ches Halacha Aleph says that you can't cheat anyone. You can't cheat anyone in business. You can't deceive them, and it's regarding both Yidden and also non-Jews. If a person knows, for example, that his merchandise has a defect, he should make sure to inform the buyer. And the Shulchan Aruch also passes like this. Again, also, for example, by concealing a defect. He even says, if he's selling a nut to a non-Jew and it's non-kosher meat, but the non-Jew thinks it's kosher because he's buying it from a Jew, then you got to tell him. This is in Chosh Mishpat, in Reish Chof Ches Seif Vav. And even though this shouldn't really matter to the non-Jew, because he doesn't have to keep kosher, however, you still have to tell him. The Shulchan Aruch also discusses in Chosh Mishpat Reish Chof Ches Seif Vav that you won't be allowed to deceive someone into thinking that you're doing a favor specifically for them when that's not the case. You can't deceive people, full stop. So now the Reb Moshe was asked the following question. This is Teshuva in Igros Moshe Chosh Mishpat Chelik Beis Simon Lamet in 1980. And Reb Moshe was asked the following shayla. There was some sort of newspaper report that had said that there were some from high school students which allowed their students to steal the answers for the New York State Regents exams in order for the students to score higher grades. So Reb Moshe was asked if it's okay. So Reb Moshe said, absolutely not. It's absolutely not okay. He actually wrote at the end that in his experience, then this is a complete lie, these reports, and this newspaper is known for its hatred of Torah and of Yidden who are Yiri Shemayim, and people should know this is a lie. But he also goes through how it's actually osa to do for three different reasons. He says, number one, it's a problem of Dina D'machos Dina. That's the halacha to comply with the law of the land. We'll see more about this in a later chapter about Dina D'machosa, how far it goes. But Moshe said cheating an exam, getting hold of answers, would be osa. He also says Gneivas Das, because it applies both to Jews and non-Jews. And he said, aside from the Gneivas Das and cheating the actual test, the issue of Gneivas Das will also apply to later, when a person's going to be interviewing for jobs and applying to university based on these false results. And thirdly, Reb Moshe says it's actual theft. Stealing the test answers is actual theft. Because when a person receives a job later on based on this, then he's going to be receiving a salary based on this. And if it comes out, the salary will be obtained dishonestly. And Reb Moshe says he can't taina that the employer shouldn't really care about what your exactly result is. At the end of the day, it makes sense for the employer to machshiv higher results. And Taki says a potential employer is likely to prefer an employee who understands these fields a lot better. And Reb Moshe says a student shouldn't feel the following. He says a student might taina, you know what? If I spend a long time studying for these exams, it will mean I'm being mevatel Torah. So what I'll do is I'll study the bare minimum, get hold of the test answers from someone else, and then I'll be able to get decent results. He says, Chas v'shonim, the person should not feel for a second that he's studying towards getting good results is Bitul Torah. He says if a student is taking such a course, such a secular studies course, he says the time's already being invested and it's just pure laziness not to study properly. On the contrary, he says if a person doesn't take it seriously, then his Ramusha says that he's bringing himself into habits of just being sloppy and being lazy. And therefore, Ramusha says there's absolutely no way to justify getting the answers to these tests, no matter what the rationalization would be. That said, Ramusha says that a person should not believe these reports. And in his experience, again, Ramusha had had a high school, right? He was Masifta Teres Yushalayim or something like that. And he knew a bit about high schools. And he says in his experience, this does not happen. And unless a person knows it, then they shouldn't believe it.